don't get these important shots. But in Central Florida, a drive-through vaccine program is becoming more popular each year. Here's program coordinator Mary Jane Seymour at Lakeland Regional Medical Center in Lakeland, Florida.
Every fall, we announce our three-day drive-through clinic offering seniors free flu and pneumonia vaccines. The hospital's covered parking deck becomes a clinic where nurses administer vaccines while people sit in their cars or in an area nearby. When the program started in 1999, we had 130 seniors participating. In 2011, more than 1,200 were vaccinated.
For more about the drive-through vaccine clinic, visit innovations.ahrq.gov. Healthcare 411 is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Joe Lovano. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Jazz, born in America, one of the most beautiful explorations of modern music. Enjoy it. Go see some live music and check out some things that are happening today. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
Jazz 90.1 apparel is available online. Whether it's a long or short sleeve t-shirt, half zip fleece, hooded sweatshirt, or baseball cap that you're looking for, you'll find it at the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org.
Do you want to take Jazz 90.1 with you everywhere you go? Don't worry, we've got an app for that. You can download the Jazz 90.1 app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android device free from the iTunes App Store and Android Marketplace. You can listen to Jazz 90.1 on the go, view DJ bios, our program schedule, news, pictures, and even become a member of Jazz 90.1. Your mobile device never sounded so cool. To download the Jazz 90.1 app, visit the iTunes App Store or Android Marketplace today.
This is late night host Ryan Shepherd. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with many great thank you gifts, including jazz CDs, DVDs, Jazz 90.1 clothing, and our new enhanced member card with discounts to dozens of restaurants and businesses in the Rochester area and beyond. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 13th of April, Anno Domini 2013. And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. We're doing Soundbites.
I'll tell you what, will you go ahead and continue setting up there? Because you got your hands kind of full. I do want to remind folks that we are on the last leg of the pledge drive. You know, we come to you, like we said, you know, we started this a number of weeks ago. We come to you twice a year wanting $50,000. And right now we're darn close. We've got up to $38,000. So that leaves us roughly around $1,200 to go. But you know what? We need you folks to really pick up the phone, give us a call. Yeah, that's what I said. 12,000.
You said 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. In my dreams. Well, I figure some listeners are just going to, you know, wind up calling in and just end this pledge drive today.
You know, that's all it takes.
You know, just picking up the phone, giving us a call. You know the numbers. They're 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can securely go online at jazz901.org and register. And you know what? We kind of like you to do it that way. Here's why. Last week, Rob actually had to work here. We got him off his butt because I was unable to do it. So he actually came in and was personing the phones. And, all right, so I'm back. But you know what? I'd like to get him off his butt. And the way you can do that is securely go online and register and vote, register and make your pledge there. Because it puts Rob to work. He's got to get up, and then he's got to take care of all that information, put it in, write it all down. And then he's got to text me to let me know currently how much we got pledges. So you're making him work twice as hard. So if you would, please take the time. And like I say, go to the webpage. That's www.jazz901.org. And make Rob work for a change. Besides last Saturday, which I got to thank Rob very much for filling in for me. I take it you guys
did a great job. We had fun.
I was going to say, that's got to be like the old days.
Yep.
See,
got to say Rob Linton again.
Well, taking you back to the old days, folks, for some of you folks that are new listeners here with the Soundbites program. Back in the day, we've been doing this 23 years. We're coming up on 24. But the previous places that we were, Nick, Steve, and I more or less sat on the other side of the glass. There was literally two studios. On the other side of the glass would be Steve Ray and Nick Francesco and me. And we could sit there and make all kind of faces and gestures and everything else at Rob. And he couldn't do anything to us because he was over in his own booth and up on his step stool so he could, run the board because he was just a kid.
Right.
We've seen him grow up. He almost like a son, watching him slowly growing that.
But, no, he was like a son. We could slap him when we needed to.
We could still do that. His mother would let us.
The son you don't acknowledge anymore.
Yeah,
right. No, he's the weird cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those?
No, it's Uncle Rob.
Oh,
we're talking about
boy.
Uncle Rob.
But, yeah, so we used to be able to just sit there. And now, once we came here to Jazz 90.1, and we've been here, what, how many years now? Five?
No idea. Easy five.
Yeah. Well, we celebrated our 20th year here.
Right.
So that's been 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. And it's been fun. But you know what? Like, folks have to understand, we change things up. Rob's no longer here. He's home relaxing. So that's why I encourage you folks to please pick up the phone, or go onto the web and make him work a little bit. Because it's just Nick, Steve, and I. And if you folks ever get a chance, I highly recommend it. We have open houses from time to time. And to really come down sometime and check out the studio. It is really way cool. It's right here in the high school. And I tell folks at times, I've told a few friends, yeah, we do it out there. Really? No, that's a high school. Yeah. And we got the radio station. Wow.
We've lost network connection.
And if you take the time to come in and you can see our vast library. I mean, we've got one room that has literally thousands of CDs that we can pick from to play your music. And it's not like most radio stations. I mean, Jazz 90.1 is always doing, we have live DJs, except for a few overnights where they do go in automation. But the DJs here throughout the day and evenings are picking the music. And you know what? That all leads me back to, that's why we need your support. Very few stations are still around that play jazz, and we need your help to stay on the air. So if you would, please pick up the phones, give us a call, 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can also text us if you have a particular question. This is a computer question show. So you can text us at 585-209-9010.
Yeah, I'm off the net. I don't know if you are, but...
Well, Ustream doesn't say it is yet, but my general browser is gone.
Who?
Yeah. So, our internet connection may have just gone down.
Huh.
Well, how's the thing over there? I'll read the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just us. Anyway, on Tuesday, Google officially... This saddens me. This story makes me sad. On Tuesday, Google officially announced that its fiber service is coming to Austin, Texas. After Kansas City, Austin will become the second city to take part in the company's project of bringing gigabit internet connections to the masses. The company says it plans to start connecting homes in Austin by mid-2014. Google says Austin customers will have a similar choice of products as its customers in Kansas City. Gigabit Internet or Gigabit Internet plus Google Fiber TV service. Nearly 200 HD TV channels. Unfortunately, pricing details have not been finalized, but Google says it expects them to be roughly similar to Kansas City. The company did reveal, however, that Austin residents will be able to get a free internet connection at 5 megabits for 7 years, assuming they pay a one-time construction fee, just like in Kansas City. Google is promising to connect many public institutions, including schools, hospitals, community centers, and so on, without charge. And in its post, Google called Austin a mecca for creativity and entrepreneurism with thriving artistic and tech communities. Sound like anywhere else you know? As well as the University of Texas and its new medical research hospital. Google says it expects the Texans in Austin to do amazing things with gigabit access, and it feels very privileged to have been welcomed to their community. This was easily Google's worst-kept secret so far this year. There were multiple leaks, not only of the announcement, but of its timing as well. In a completely unrelated announcement, AT&T has announced that it also is building a fiber network in Austin, where they currently offer fairly low-end DSL connectivity. And they will be building a fiber network in Austin someday, eventually, so don't jump ship to Google, please. So what has Austin got that we haven't got other than Google Fiber? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
Still down?
Yeah, mine is still down.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure on ours, yeah. We'll figure out.
I'm back on.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, then I have to. It could be me.
Drop kick it. Remember like you did with the Mac? Pick it up 6 inches. Let go. Drop it.
Exactly.
Boom. I'm talking. Oh,
well. As we're trying to figure out our technical difficulties here.
Right. All right. These are people waiting, yes, on the phone? Oh, yep. Very exciting. Yeah, you can tell we're professionals here. This is a very professional show. Wow. Clearly, we know what we're doing. You know, it's too much slow technology too.
Sorry.
Fast.
Yeah.
You know, the problem really becomes, for example, this is an old machine that takes forever to boot. And then when you get on Google Plus.
Then you're really waiting.
Well, you have to. You got to put in who your groups are. Then you got to say, yes, I want to hang out. Then every time you got to say, oh, yeah, I get it. It's a hangout. I get it. I said I wanted to hang out. Thank you. Then you can start the hangout. Then it takes 8 seconds to start broadcasting. So it takes a very long time to get anything actually working.
Well, you and I will work on that for next week, though.
Yeah.
If we just came in and started talking, that'd be fine.
Which we used to do.
Yeah,
we're getting more and more technology.
Well, and
in
that's
here,
why
too.
We've got to make a couple adjustments. He did adjust the time there a little bit, but I can do more.
Yeah, I just
and that's
need...
no problem.
And then when something happens, like the internet connection goes down, well, then you got another set of problems altogether.
Yeah, then you're going by the seat.
Remember when we used to have 20 minutes of news before the show started?
And we don't get that anymore. 20 minutes of news, 8 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
We had plenty of time. We could nap.
Well, now it's set that usually the top of the hour, we get 5 minutes. And then what I'm normally doing when we first come in,
well,
you guys...
we usually get 3 or 4 minutes. Because when I start the show, I'm always saying it's 3 minutes after or 4 minutes after.
Yeah. But then I'm usually building stuff in for the rest of the show because, again, to give us a little, we only take 2 breaks, the 20 right. after and the 40. Right. And then at the top of the hour. Otherwise, we're talking, and unlike the, again, going back to the old days.
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah, we were.
There was a 7
and then
minute
three,
break.
Yeah, easily.
All right, to the phones, our first caller is Bob from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Bob. Are you a member?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, no, but I shouldn't be, and I probably will join.
That's what we want to hear. You don't have a lot of time left. We're almost at the end of this pledge drive, and we need to stay on the air.
I have been a member in the past, though.
Well, please feel free to join again. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a, a computer problem. My computer, what I have, it's I bought it last July. I have a 17-inch Dell XPS with an i7 processor. It's got 8 gig of RAM, you know, DVD. It's a high-def monitor in there, 1080p. Anyway, everything works great. The computer is working great. But sometime in early March, my built-in Dell webcam, when I go on to either go on Skype or just check the Dell webcam, it says, cannot access the webcam because there's another video application being used. But there are no other video applications being used. I've deleted or uninstalled the drivers two or three times and even the program for Dell Webcam Central. So I don't know what the problem is. I can't use my webcam because it says there's another application that's using it. So that's my problem.
Right. And
do you have Skype installed?
Yes, I have Skype installed.
Quite often I see Skype grabs the camera waiting for a call and won't let other programs use it. So you might try uninstalling Skype temporarily just to see if that happens.
I have uninstalled Skype, and it still has the same problem.
One of the things that you might try, have you danced the security tango?
No.
You should.
It's using the one that came with it, which was McAfee.
Yeah, and how old is this machine?
Last July.
Okay, if you only got a 6-month subscription to McAfee, it is not working anymore.
Oh, no, it was like 15 months.
Okay, even so.
And I've talked to Dell so many times, I'm blue in the face, and all they say is that they want to take control of the computer, which they've done many times, and they want to take me back to ground zero the first day that the computer was there. Which means I have to back up all my files and all my
photos. That's their simple solution.
You should back all those things up anyway. That's something everyone should always do anyway. But there are many virus and Trojan programs that take over the camera. So McAfee's not going to catch them all because some of them are not viruses. Some of them are Trojans. That's why I wrote the Security Tango system so that you would be able to do all of those, check all of those things. So if you go to securitytango.com and actually dance the Security Tango, click on Let's Dance. You've got a Windows machine, so pick Windows Waltz. Print out that page and check off every step as you do it and all the sub-steps because that's why I call it a dance because if you skip a step, you're not dancing anymore. You're just stumbling around. So dance the Security Tango, go through all of the pieces and parts, and if in fact, and if that doesn't do it, then you need to take your system to somebody. Because what might have happened is a rootkit, and the rootkit would not be able to be gotten out by the Security Tango. That would have to be gotten out by someone who actually takes the hard drive out, puts it in another system, and cleans it without booting it. But the first step is always the Security Tango, and you may well have one of those malware programs that captures the video camera. In order to watch people do stuff.
Okay. So I mean, when I go Alt Control Delete and go to service, go to applications, you know, there's nothing that's showing except you know.
Well, it wouldn't. It's a virus. Viruses don't show up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I thank you very much. I'll do that.
Good luck.
We've actually had several calls like that recently where they can't run the program they want. In because it says the camera's being used by something else.
Right.
And maybe there was a surge of camera viruses that have come out recently.
Well, that's certainly a possibility, or at least one's gotten more play than it used to have. All right, our next caller is Larry from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Larry. What's your question?
Well, my question is I've got a laptop with about 3 gigs of RAM, it's running Windows 7 Ultimate. And I think what happened before this started to act up was I couldn't get the screen to come on, so I just sat on the power button and shut it off. This might not matter, but that's what I did. Anyway, now I can only go to some websites, which it's odd. I can go to Facebook. I can go to my bank. I can go to Twitter, but I can't go to Google.
What happens when you try?
I get says, oops, Google Chrome could not connect to whatever it is. Try reloading. And it does that with, you know, like Fox News and LinkedIn it doesn't like. But Google weird. It doesn't like. Gmail it does like.
Well, Gmail is Google, so that,
I know.
That's weird.
Although I did a search, and I have problems in both Firefox and Chrome. And I did a search in Firefox. I got a little Google window on the toolbar.
Yeah.
Did a search there. It took me to Google. But I tried to link off of that, and it said, sorry.
Okay, you've gotten caught by one of many, many, many little Trojan programs, little malware
search,
programs.
Okay, search web history or cool web search,
there's,
probably one of those.
Dozens of them. And what they do is... some of them just block a bunch of sites, and some of them actually push you to a different site. So you try to go to Google, and you end up at Badoo or one of the others.
Okay.
But the basic problem is you've been caught by one of those. So let me give you the same answer.
Okay, I've got
to dance the tango.
I've got the stuff. Okay. Yeah.
And a lot of times those programs sort of sneak in when you meant to download another program. We've even seen it on some of the AV software now. You go to download it, and there's a little tiny checkbox that people miss about, you know, also install these other programs or also set this as your default website.
Yeah. The only thing I did in the last 24 hours that I downloaded was an Avast update.
Yeah, oh, well. It might have been hiding there from before, but
yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah, it could be anything. It could be a drive-by plugin. You know, those are what we call when you go to a website and it has some form of some form of ads that automatically run something in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
So it may not be anything you did as such.
Yeah. I got the idea. Thanks for your help, then.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, thank
We're going
to
take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 23 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, and we need your dollars because we are member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's almost time to place your bids. Jazz 90.1 is pleased to present our first annual online auction. The auction will feature tons of great items up for bid, including gift baskets, limo packages, overnight stays, jewelry, concert tickets, kitchen and bath items, massage packages, artwork, and more. The auction takes place from April 22nd to May 3rd, and you can bid by visiting jazz901.org. All proceeds from our online auction benefit Jazz 90.1. Don't miss out on these fantastic items.
Hi, this is Benny Colson. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Jazz is a uniquely American art form. It's just like the way we live. Learn the rules and express your individuality. Cooperate with your friends, but strut your stuff. So celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month. Attend a jazz concert, dance to jazz music, read a jazz poem, or just improvise with your friends. Jazz, made in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Premier Promotions, presenting the 12th Annual Small Business Show, Soho, Rochester 2013, Wednesday, April 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets and information, you may visit SohoRochester.com. Listeners who listen on a regular basis may want to support Jazz 90.1 that way, too. If your budget is organized around monthly expenses, it may be more convenient to support Jazz 90.1 monthly as well. For example, a pledge of $10 a month would mean $120 a year in support. The payment amount you choose is automatically made each month directly from your credit or debit card. You can stop the monthly payment at any time, and we confirm each payment by email. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 monthly gift option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at www.jazz901.org. With the monthly gift option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
If you enjoy the music on Jazz 90.1, you can thank the members and underwriters of Jazz 90.1, or better yet, join them and become a member yourself. As a member of Jazz 90.1, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you will feel so good hearing your support at work, keeping the jazz music you care about on the radio and the internet. Becoming a member is easy, and you may be eligible for a tax deduction. Just call 966-5299 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Remember, you can only deduct contributions to charitable organizations if you itemize deductions on your Schedule A Form 1040.
And now, a check of your Jazz 90.1 weather forecast.
That breeze will be a little bit stiff out of the west today, coming in at times around 20, 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, look for a chilly Saturday for Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes, with a few showers around into the afternoon. Under a mostly cloudy sky, we'll have high temperatures into the mid-40s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, brisk, and cold. Overnight lows near freezing. Could see a couple of showers and then perhaps a flurry, and then clouds should break for some sun for the day tomorrow. The high temperature near 50. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. Currently with overcast skies and breezy, it's 44 degrees out at the airport and 47 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Rob Linton. Join me this afternoon from 4:30 till 6 for Saturday Swing, only on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enrich.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 28 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we have Larry from Rochester, New York on the line.
Good afternoon, guys.
Is this the same Larry we just had, or is this a different Larry?
This is a different Larry.
Okay, what's up, Larry?
I've got a year-old iMac, and recently I opened up Microsoft Excel, and a dozen different files opened up. And now every time I do it, at least a dozen files open up. I've run the security Tango. I have Norton Security. I've gone through that check for updates to security and everything. It all seems fine, but I just opened Excel again, and like I said, a dozen files in Excel opened up.
Are you running System 10.8 Lion, Mountain Lion?
Whatever the latest Mountain Lion is, I'm running. I keep it updated.
That is a feature of Lion and Mountain Lion. It remembers the windows you had open last time and opens them again for you. There are two places that you potentially need to turn that off. One is in System Preferences under General. There's a button that says Restore Windows when Quitting Apps, and you want to uncheck that.
Okay,
System Preferences, and then General. Yeah.
Okay,
and then inside Excel's own preferences, there may be an option to remember Windows when relaunching.
Okay, I went into Excel, and I don't remember exactly what I found in Excel, but I didn't know about the System Prefs,
yeah. There's also a startup folder. I'm trying to find it on my... Are you using Office 2008 or 2011?
Let me check. It's probably 2011. It's the latest one.
Yeah, that's the latest
one. It's the business version.
Inside the Office folder somewhere is a folder called Startup, which you can put files in to automatically start when you open Excel, Word, PowerPoint, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So check that folder to see if there's something in there as well.
Okay.
I'm trying. My computer's doing so many other things that it's sluggish trying to get to that folder. Uh-huh. So in your Office folder, there's a folder called Office, and I think it's in there.
In Excel itself, would I look in preferences, or would I look to file and go down that line? Because I know it says open recent, and there's just a list of recent here.
Right. That's just recent files. Yeah, the auto open recent files is likely a preference.
Okay. Now, I know with at least with the Mac, when it opens up sometimes, I'll get one or two, maybe even three files which will open that I opened previously, which actually bugs me quite badly.
Yeah.
But I'd never opened it before and had a dozen files open. So I tried PowerPoint and I tried Word. They don't do it. But Excel opens up just, it fills the screen opening up.
It's probably an accumulation of all the files you had open at one point, and it's trying to...
And I have had all of those files open at some point in time.
It's a feature they added for novice users, so the program remembers what files they had open, and so
right.
You don't have to go find them again.
Yeah,
but those of us longtime users, it really, really bugs us.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me start working down through this quickly. Hopefully I can get a resolution. If I don't, is it all right if I called you back a second time?
Sure, give it a try first, though.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's work. It's a feature that Apple has added. They're adding.
I love
more...
it. You guys always call them features.
Well, yeah.
It's a pain in the butt, dude.
Right, it's a feature with unanticipated consequences. Long-time users.
No.
I know when I close my window, it's going to stay closed.
No, what
And they added a feature to auto-open it again for
no,
me.
No, what it is, it's a programmer that thinks like a programmer and has no clue as far as really...
how real humans work.
Yeah, exactly. He's in his own zone. I know. I've been there. I programmed for, you know, quite a few years. And that's why it was always helpful to sit down with the actual end users to say, all right, so here's what we think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see?
One of the reasons
right.
that...
they were never close.
One of the reasons I say they did it was to... have people install updates more frequently, because we find in our shop all the time people haven't loaded their updates. Because
mm-hmm.
the little menu pops, a window yeah. pops up and says, there's updates available, do you want to install them? No, I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So you can install the updates, it will reboot and take you right back to where you left off, which is a nice feature, but mm-hmm. you can turn that off so that it doesn't reopen all those windows again.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be the option? Oh, yeah, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, right. That's the real problem, isn't
yeah.
it? Because you really can see.
Yeah, you can see both sides,
yeah,
of, the story,
both sides of the story,
but I guess I'd take a survey and say, you know.
Survey says.
Yeah.
For novice users, it's a nice feature. For longtime users, it changes the way we're used to the computer working.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
One thing we didn't get into.
What?
We're short on time. Your website.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We have all three websites are...
See, I take a week off and you guys go to hell in a handbasket.
That's right. All three websites are primed to come back up. I actually had work and a life this last couple of weeks, so
nice.
I haven't had the time to devote to
Greedy
it.
Greedy son of a gun.
That's not your dog.
No, it's not my dog. But that's Ask Nick, and if you look at Nick F., you'll see a different picture, and if you look at... Sound Bites, you'll see a whole different picture.
Trying to figure out what movie that's from, because that guy in the middle looks familiar.
I don't know that it's from a movie at all.
Just three guys in front of a building?
In front of some building in Russia, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know what a tamo means. If there's anybody who speaks, reads Russian, I'd love to know what that actually says or means. I don't know what that is. I don't know that those would be...
Well, I've got a friend that speaks Russian at work. I can ask him.
Yeah.
Pull up the webpage. And...
Yeah. At any rate, I'm working on getting them all back up. I'm trying to make it so that they are easier for all of us to use and give us more features. So it's taking me a while to make it work the way I think it should work. But I'm getting there, and that's the important part. In the meantime, let us not forget that this is the last week of our
That's cute.
Drive. This is our pledge drive. We only come to you twice a year, and ask for money. And you realize that we are mostly at this station volunteers. So you might think to yourself, well, they don't need money because everybody's volunteering anyway. Well, the reality is that there's still a bucket load of stuff that this station has to pay for. Mm-hmm. All the equipment,
yeah,
the yearly license renewal, the maintenance and everything else having to do with the tower so that we can stay on the air. We certainly have a lower cost than many other places. We only come to you twice a year for $50,000 a pop, and we're about $11,000 short, and we've gotten no pledges yet today.
And we've kept it at $50,000, even though, you know, as long as we have been here, it's just been $50,000. And you've got to stop and think about it. In the past 4 years, how much has gas just increased and everything else? But yet this station is staying lean and mean and keeping costs down to a bare minimum. You know, it's due to supporter, you know, great supporters like you folks that help with this to just be able to have to ask for $50,000.
That's right.
So they're doing a good job at this end, but we need you folks to, at your end, pick up the phones and give us a call. And they can call us where, Nick?
Well, the numbers to call are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If, for those of you who are listening in the podcast, you are woefully underrepresented in this year's.
They haven't been getting the podcast because the server's down.
Oh, yeah.
I've been uploading it to the Jazz app, but the last two episodes won't upload. I'm getting a weird HTTP error.
Okay.
And so Rob is looking into that to see why it's not working at the other end.
Then I will not berate the people who are not getting the podcast right now.
It's soon coming.
It's soon coming back. But the reality is that we need your help. It's folks like you who keep this station on the air. We don't get federal dollars. We don't get state dollars. We don't get county dollars. We don't get city dollars. We don't get town dollars. We don't get school district dollars. All we get are dollars from you. And if you make the call, make the pledge. Lots of people calling, but not lots of people making pledges. And we'd love to get you to make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966. I get depressed.
Yeah.
I actually get depressed. I take it too much to heart.
Well, that's the thing. There's three of us here that give up our Saturdays, every Saturday for the past 23 years. We've been answering people's computer questions.
Yep.
And at this station, unlike a couple of the others, two of the others that I could mention, you know, that we worked at previously, that they were doing it a lot more.
Yep.
You know, compared to this, where we just come to you twice a year. And like I say,
people complained when we were on a commercial station.
Yeah.
And it was 20 minutes of commercials.
Yeah,
more
commercials than
now
us taking questions.
Now that we're not on those stations, do we hear from them with pledges? Oh, wait. No, we don't.
And the other thing is, and I've been doing this now for the past 3 years, is going to the Jazz Fest. And that's soon coming up. I mean, that's only a couple months away. I'd love all the folks that go by the booth and say, you know what, I really love your station. You know, keep up the good work and everything else. You know, if they'd only take the time, all those people, I mean, there was over 200,000 people that came to the Jazz Fest.
If everybody put in
$1. We would not only be done with this pledge, but we'd be done with the fall pledge, too.
Yep. And we don't want to have to do this. We want this station to keep on running, and the only way it keeps on running is for you folks to actually make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. We have member Roger on the line, and we'll get to him when we come back with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's almost time to place your bids. Jazz 90.1 is pleased to present our first annual online auction. The auction will feature tons of great items up for bid, including gift baskets, limo packages, overnight stays, jewelry, concert tickets, kitchen and bath items, massage packages, artwork, and more. The auction takes place from April 22nd to May 3rd, and you can bid by visiting jazz901.org. All proceeds from our online auction benefit Jazz 90.1. Don't miss out on these fantastic items.
Now listeners can become members of Jazz 90.1 with the convenience of affordable installments. A pledge at the $100 level, for example, could be made in five $20 installments, paid automatically, monthly or biweekly, with each payment confirmed by email, using your credit or debit card. You can make your pledge by phone or securely online at www.jazz901.org. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 installment pledge option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at jazz901.org. With the installment payment option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Roy Hargrove. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? And did you know that jazz represents the cultural heritage of the United States? It has its roots in the blues and ragtime and then swing, bebop, and beyond. There's so much to learn and so much to love. So celebrate this glorious music called jazz. Go to a jazz concert. Explore a new era or musician. Learn how to dance to jazz. But whatever you do, this month and every month, enjoy jazz. Born in America, enjoy it worldwide.
Hi, this is Stefan Harris. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? I hope you celebrate jazz this month and every month. This is one of America's greatest contributions to the world of art, and I'm really honored to be a part of it. Jazz, born in America, celebrated worldwide.
For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
Hey, hey, this is Marcus Miller. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? So, you know what you need to do, right? You need to go out and hear some jazz. So go on, listen to some jazz, go buy some jazz. Buy some new music, buy some old music. You know, I know you already have Kind of Blue, Love Supreme, but buy something new. You know, buy something from these young guys who are trying to make it out here because it's tough for a jazz musician and they need your support. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Here's the latest Jazz 90.1 weather forecast.
That breeze will be a little bit stiff out of the west today, coming in at times around 20, 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, look for a chilly Saturday for Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes, with a few showers around into the afternoon. Under a mostly cloudy sky, we'll have high temperatures into the mid-40s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, brisk, and cold. Overnight lows near freezing. Could see a couple of showers and then perhaps a flurry, and then clouds should break for some sun for the day tomorrow. The high temperature near 50. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. Currently with overcast and breezy skies, it is 46 degrees out at the airport and 47 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Andy Hines. Join me with Andy's Mood every Sunday night from 9 to 11 on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We have Roger from Greece on the line. Thank you, Roger, for your pledge.
Hi. You're welcome. Thank you for being on the air.
Thank you.
I have a desktop computer, which I've been using with a CRT monitor for a number of years. I had a flat screen monitor from my daughter, and I decided to replace the CRT with the flat screen. But I needed a SVGA cable for it. So I went out to the shop. I took the monitor with me and bought the cable. I asked them to plug it in, and everything worked fine there. Brought it home, plugged it into the computer, and the signal comes through from the computer, but I get a little black window in the center, and it says input not supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the video card in your computer is putting out a resolution or frequency that the monitor doesn't support. So typically monitors will have a resolution 1024 by 768.
You gotta lower it.
And a frequency, 60 hertz, 70 hertz. So your computer is putting out a video signal that is beyond the monitor's capability. So what you can do is plug your old monitor back in so you can see the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the control panels under displays, and it's most likely a frequency issue. You might be trying to run it at 80 hertz or 85 hertz. Drop it back down to 60 hertz, which is the lowest common denominator, and then you should be able to plug in your new monitor.
Now, also, make sure you're in one of the standard resolutions.
Yeah, like 1024 by 768. That'll usually, if you select that, it'll automatically go down to 60
right.
hertz.
The monitor documentation should give you the exact dimensions and frequency that the monitor supports. So it might be 1280 by 1024 at 70 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can set your video card to that setting and then plug the new monitor in, it should then work.
Okay, I don't have any documentation for the monitor. It
can yeah, usually
used for my daughter.
Well, you should be able to look up the model number online, and you may find a manual for it online.
Yeah, that's where you're going to find it. Nowadays, they don't.
Yeah.
They just assume everything is plug and play.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Good day.
Yep. All right, we want to
thank... I'll say theoretically, if he shut down the computer with the good monitor and then plug the new monitor in and restarted, it should sense the new monitor
and
set itself properly.
But, yeah, sometimes. But,
right.
I mean, even if he's got that black screen, the display, sometimes it'll let you at least go into the control panel, select the display settings and correct that. You know, like
yeah.
I said,
if
select 1024 by 768.
That's why I think he's probably pushing too high a frequency.
Yeah, he's pushing the hertz too far.
Rather than the pixel dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
I do want to thank Roger, who called in, for his pledge. Thank you so much. I also want to thank Anonymous for his, her, or its pledge. And also Mark for his pledge, and he had a question.
Yeah, he was on his cell phone and didn't want to, while he was driving, didn't want to
worry about
it.
Good for him.
So he has an iMac, and when the computer goes to sleep, to wake it up again, he has to hit the keyboard. He can't move the mouse. And what's happening is that all the iMacs now are coming with wireless keyboards and wireless mice. And the same issue can happen on PCs with wireless keyboards and mice, that the keyboard and mouse goes to sleep, too, when you're not using it to conserve the battery life. So to wake up the mouse, you often have to click the button, not just physically move it, but click the button on the mouse to wake the mouse up. Then it can wake the computer up. Or if you hit the key on the keyboard will then wake up and pass the wake setting onto the computer. So you've got three things asleep, and you have to wake them all up again. And so Mark was just joking. He's not patient enough to wait that long.
Right. But so that also means that if it all goes to sleep and you start and you wake up the monitor or you wake up the keyboard by typing on it, which wakes up the computer, if you then reach for the mouse, you still have to wake that up.
Right.
So you have to do a bunch of clicking and typing. And
sometimes you may notice me doing that
when I do
my mouse. I wave it around. I hit the button, wave it around, hit the button. Okay, now it wakes up. That's the disadvantage of a wireless mouse.
Right.
It's got to wake up. Or if it stayed awake all the time, then you'd go through your batteries in a day or two.
Right.
So, which is also annoying.
Right. And so it's doing that. All right. Listen. So far, we have thanked three people for their generous donations. We would love to thank you. How and why do we thank you? Well, we thank you for making a pledge. This is the last week of the pledge drive, and there are those of you who are out there going, thank heaven. I'll bet you
mm-hmm.
you're the ones who have not pledged.
Yep.
We need you to pledge. That's the only reason we're still doing a pledge drive. And it's easy enough to make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to a human, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and the only person who'll see that is Rob Linton, which is as far from a human as you can get. So please make that pledge. We'd love to stay on the air. We'd love to keep bringing you this show every single week. But we need your pledge in order to do that.
Yeah.
We've said this many, many times. Figure out everything you've spent on your computer, all the hardware, all the software, all the subscriptions, all of that stuff. Send us 1%. 1%.
Not a lot.
If you spent $1,000, send us 10 bucks. If you spent $5,000, send us 50 bucks. It's 1%. We're not even asking you to tithe. We're just asking for 1%. All you have to do is make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Boss must have something in his ear. He's wondering, what did you say?
I don't know what he thinks he just said, but whatever it was.
See,
it was
people have to get him off the couch.
That's right. He's
and actually
there dozing away.
Yeah. You know, playing on Facebook, posting pictures and everything else. You know.
To be fair, he works hard during the week. We don't know at what, but at something.
He does?
And Saturdays...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, right. Saturdays, he doesn't come in here and work. He sits at home and works, and we all like that, actually. So if you could get him up off the couch, that would be great, and all you have to do is make that pledge.
So he liked playing with the board and answering all the...
Oh, he did great. He did great. He had fun.
Good.
That's what counts. So make that pledge, just like our friend Carl did, all the way from Pottstown, PA. And I believe we also have Carl on the line to ask a question. Carl, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
And what's your question?
My question's about printers. I understand there are certain printers, certain brands of printers you could buy, which whenever you change the printer cartridge, the print head is also automatically replaced. I was wondering if you could tell me what brands those are.
Oftentimes that's a HP brand, although sometimes they also separate the head and the ink tanks. Generally speaking, that makes the cartridge more expensive. But it does let the printer last a little longer because you're also replacing the head and the head's not getting clogged up. With many other printers, you replace the tanks one time and then you replace the heads separately. And that makes each component a little cheaper but a little more expensive in the long run.
Remember when they used to have the tubes?
Yep.
And they had to travel through those tubes, and the ink in that would get clogged up in there. You know, wound up using more ink because they had to fill those tubes up.
A lot of the times the HP cartridges, you actually see it looks bigger. It has more electronics on the cartridge, and the whole carriage head moves back and forth, and you don't see all those little tubes feeding ink to the head. But part of the problem is, you know, $50 printers, $30 printers.
Yeah,
we have customers that will buy a new printer every few months because it's cheaper than replacing the ink. You buy a $30 printer and it's $50 for new ink.
Well, that's where they make their money.
Yeah,
I mean that's why they can sell the printer. And folks say, well, how good can this printer be? It's so cheap because they know once you have that in your house. And you're using it, the commodities is where they're going to make the money.
One of the magazines, it might have been Wired, or maybe even Consumer Reports, did a story that over the years, ink tanks have gotten smaller and prices have gone up. You know, it used to be you got 20 milliliters of ink, and now you're getting 5 milliliters.
Yeah.
Milliliters.
Right.
And quite often they don't even say how much ink is in the tank because they don't want you to know.
You'd be outraged. You think that big tank, it's probably filled right up to the top. Heck no, it's lucky if it's filled up a quarter of the way.
What we are actually recommending in our store more often is laser printers. It's a little more expensive to begin with. A decent laser printer is about $200. But your consumable cost, you know, your toner cartridge, you know, you might pay $60 for your toner cartridge, but it will last 5,000 or 6,000 pages. And if you want color laser, they're about $300.
Oh, at work? We have one color laser at work.
One of the big copier things?
One of the ones we have at work is a dye sub.
I found out, because I have to do signage in there once in a while.
Yeah.
I found out how to get to it.
Nice.
And I was doing sign, they go, how'd you do that? Aren't you supposed to?
No,
nobody's supposed to be able to do that. All right, then I didn't do it.
Your computer guy, we can fix it. One of the problems.
Do we still have Carl online?
Yeah. One of the issues we do see is.
You still awake, Carl?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay.
Liquid ink.
Just snore or breathe heavily once in a while.
Liquid ink printers often give the best print quality for photos until you move up to dye sub, and that's just too expensive for
homeowners.
Color laser printers, you need to get into the couple $1,000 range to get really decent photos out of it. Even the $300 color laser printer does a decent job on photos, and it's really great for color annotation and color websites. So we see a lot of our customers buying an inkjet printer for their photos and a black and white laser printer for all their regular day-to-day copying. Especially one of the a customer will come in every month and buy new ink, and you know, because my kid ran it out again. And
I'm still running a DeskJet 550.
So, yeah, the older printers tended to last longer and work better. The tanks were bigger, but we're seeing the prices are being, you know, market pressure is forcing prices down. Ink tanks are going down.
Yep.
There's now a big business in refilling ink cartridges. So the printer manufacturer started putting chips on the ink tank so that when it was empty, the chip said it was empty, and it didn't matter how much ink was really in it.
Yep.
So then the refillers have figured out how to rechip them, and there was a lot. Was it Lexmark? Was suing the refillers and.
Around
it's a mess.
So did we answer your question, sir?
Yeah, let me explain exactly why I asked. I do have an HP printer, but let's say I reproduce the page of a book. Every couple of lines, I don't want to use the word streaking because that would indicate that there's extra ink on the page. There's not. There's actually less ink than there should be. Every couple of lines, maybe the top half of every letter will be missing. And then a couple of lines later, you know, it'll do the same thing. And if I do have an HP, does that mean that replacing the cartridges, which replaces the heads, should solve the problem?
Trying to change it to a different font.
Or there's also a head cleaning procedure in the printers.
Yeah.
But it depends on exactly what model printer you have. If when you replace your ink tank, it's just a little tiny tank with like a hole on it, then it's just the ink and the heads are separate. But if it's a physically bigger cartridge,
one end looks kind of like a printed circuit.
Right, there's electronics and the circuit board on it. That's probably the head and tank in one piece.
Okay, so the HP, though, is the only manufacturer that does that sometimes.
That's the only one I know of offhand, yeah. But I do know
because
that Canon and Epson sell heads.
Cheap, I might just replace the printer.
Yeah.
Through the cleaning procedure several times, and it did help, but apparently it's beyond complete repair.
Well, before you completely replace your printer, try updating the driver.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost a catch-22 that when you use your printer too much, you wear it out. If you don't use the printer enough, the ink dries up, and now it's broken.
That's what I like about the laser. I use it exactly once a week to print out the news for this. It works perfectly every time. All right, we are going to take a quick break while you make the call. Remember, we are pledge-supported, member-supported public radio, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we're going to give you a couple of minutes to do that before we come back with a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are right here on the truly great and truly member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is 90.1 WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District and official media partner of this year's Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Hi, this is Pat Martino. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month?
Now, everybody loves the great horn players from Lewis to Bird to Diz and Miles, but please don't forget the incredible legacy of jazz guitarists. Tal Farlow, Joe Pass, Kenny Burrell, Wes Montgomery, and the fine players today like Pat Metheny, John Scofield, Charlie Hunter, and hey, don't forget about me. So remember the great guitarists and celebrate jazz this month and every month. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
Hi, this is Joe Lovano. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Jazz, born in America, one of the most beautiful explorations of modern music. Enjoy it. Go see some live music and check out some things that are happening today. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
Hi, this is Terrence Blanchard. Do you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? To celebrate, I'd like to suggest that you take someone out to see the music who never thought they would ever go, and they'll be fans for life. It's the least you can do to spread the word about this glorious music. No matter what, this month and every month, celebrate jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Hey, listen here. If you'd like to support Jazz 90.1 as a member, but can't commit to a single payment, consider becoming a Jazz 90.1 Jazz-O-Matic member. It works like this. Each month, we bill your credit or debit card for a specified amount. Say, for example, you'd like to contribute $10 a month to Jazz 90.1, but you don't want to send us a check for $120. As a Jazz-O-Matic member, your $120 contribution is spread out over the entire year, so it's just $10 a month. Very affordable. For more information on supporting Jazz 90.1 as a monthly Jazz-O-Matic member, call 966-5299 and say, "Make me Jazz-O-Matic," or pledge online at jazz901.org. And thanks for supporting Jazz 90.1 Jazz-O-Matically.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by City Newspaper, presenting their annual manual, A Guide to Living in Rochester, on stands beginning March 27th. For more information, you may visit rochestercitynewspaper.com.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Premier Promotions, presenting the 12th Annual Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2013, Wednesday, April 17th from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets and information, you may visit SohoRochester.com.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And for those of you who are just joining us, it is the last week of our pledge drive. And we would love to go out with a bang. We would love to go out with some money.
Yeah,
so
something.
Please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
We are so close to beating the polka guys. I understand last week you guys did a stellar job and beat them then.
We beat them last week.
And we're darn close to beating them again, but you know what? Like you said, we got to have the folks pick up the phones and give us a call.
We need to have Rob Linton here in the studio.
Okay.
To break those pledges, to bring those pledges in.
No problem. You know, get him off his butt and get him in here and what
the
heck.
That's right.
You know, so he can do his house cleaning and all that on Sunday.
That's right. Back with him.
Yeah.
All right. We are back, and this is the last week of the pledge drive. So please, I know there are a bunch of you out there who have given already. Thanks to each and every one of you. I also know there are a bunch of you out there who have not given already. And please make the call, make the pledge. take us a little over the top. I don't expect any one of you will give us the full $11,000 we still need, but we would love to.
Yeah,
get...
but I'd, like I say, just even to beat the polka guys, we're, you know.
Well, but the reality is this: yeah. We ask for what we need every year.
Yeah,
and if we don't get it, some service must go away. That's mm-hmm. the way the world works.
Yep.
Whether anybody else wants to admit it or not, I will. So true. At the end of this pledge drive, Rob will have to sit down and decide what goes away.
Yep, reevaluate.
It's that simple. It's that real.
And you know what? That's the other thing. You know, Rob and Laurel Ann and them do quite a heck of a job. You know, the other events that we have, you know, evening with wine and jazz and the different events and also the tickets that we still give away to some major stuff like the Jazz Fest.
Yep.
That Jazz Fest come up, we give away tickets to some of the headliners that are coming in. And, you know, no other place does that.
Yep.
And, you know, like I've said before, you go to a lot of the other stations and you're going to hear, pre-recorded music. Here we've got DJs, so you can call. Because when I was doing my show on Thursday nights, I encourage folks to please call. And I would get tons of calls, folks requesting this song and that one. We're about one of the few stations.
It's a handful left that, in America.
And let's face it, reality. You know, you can call some of these stations and they'll say, could you play this and this for me? And they say, yeah, right. Yeah, we'll do it. And they hang up and forget it. You're not getting that.
Right.
Whereas here, we take it very seriously because we love, you know, it's through our members that we're staying on the air. So, you know, it's taking the time to pick up the phones and give us a call. Show your support so we can keep doing that.
Right. And we'll see. If we don't make our goal, at some point there will be a little game of Russian roulette. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, let me read a news item. Some versions of a popular Wi-Fi router sold under the Linksys brand expose users to a variety of exploits that allow remote attackers to take full control of the devices. The most severe of the vulnerabilities in the classic firmware for the Linksys EA2700 network manager is a cross-site request forgery weakness in the browser-based administration panel, according to Phil Perviance, an information security specialist at AppSec Consulting. He said routers running the software also don't require the current password to be entered. When the passcode is changed, by exploiting the two weaknesses together, attackers can take full control of the router by luring anyone connected to it to a booby-trapped website. Malicious JavaScript in the end user's browser resets the password and turns on remote management capabilities. The attacker can then gain administrative privileges over the device. If you have this router on your network, the Linksys EA2700, and you browse a malicious website, 5 seconds later, your router now has a new password and is available from the internet, Purveyance said. So an attacker can just log into it as if he was on your network. From there, an attacker could do anything a normal administrator could do, including installing a version of the device firmware that contains a backdoor and changing settings to use malicious domain name lookup servers. The security consultant documented most of his findings in a recently published blog post. Because there's no need for authentication to change passwords, vulnerable routers that are already configured to use remote access are susceptible to hacks that allow attackers on the internet to change the passwords and take administrative control of the devices. Searches such as this one list internet routable devices that advertise themselves as EA2700 routers. That makes it easy to find potentially vulnerable targets. A statement issued by officials from Belkin, which recently acquired the Linksys brand, said the vulnerabilities documented by Perviance have been fixed in the Linksys smart Wi-Fi firmware that was released in last June, actually. So update if you haven't. So do you have a Linksys router? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Those are also the numbers you call to make a pledge, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Edward did. Thank you, Edward, for your pledge. Remember, we are in a pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the last week.
Need your help.
We would love to hit our goal. Rather than have to figure out what to change, we'd prefer to hit our goal. And the only way we do that is for you folks to make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do we take PayPal?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe Rob will tell us.
Yeah, I mean, he can always text us on that. But yep.
Because I know there are a bunch of people who have a few bucks here and there left in their PayPal account.
Well, that's the other thing, though. Folks ain't saying they don't have the money, you know, right hand. Well, you know what? We've also got Pay-O-Matic, or Jazz-O-Matic, we should say.
Jazz-O-Matic, baby.
Jazz-O-Matic. And that's where you can set it up. Say, you know, you don't want to do the couple hundred dollars right now, but what we can do is offer you Jazz-O-Matic where we can spread it over the months.
So you can say, I want to pledge anywhere from $10 and up a month
yeah.
for X number of months, and
yeah.
you decide.
And you can cancel at any time. But you know what? I mean, that's okay. even an easier way to do it.
Right. $10 a month is not an exceptional amount of money. So if you could see your way clear, that's a great way to easily and painlessly do it, become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Of Jazz 90.1. It's easy enough to do. And hey, you get to tell people, I'm a Jazz-O-Matic.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. Question. You know, each week we keep coming to the folks with their questions, you know, and answering their, and solving their computer questions. But just think if you had to go to take it to a shop and get it repaired. You know, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks usually on the average right now for most cleanups. So, you know what? Think about it. Like Nick was saying, and consider becoming a member or even renewing your membership. You know, like I say, this is the last week of it, and we just need to close this little gap, and we're closing in on beating the polka guys, too.
And we want to thank Lynn, who was kind enough to make a pledge. We very much appreciate that, Lynn. It's people like you who keep this station on the air and who keep making sure that we stay here for you, and we appreciate that. It makes us happy. Thank you. And I think we have Steve from Rochester on the line. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Thanks. I am a member. I love your show.
That's what I like to hear.
I have a approximately two-year-old 13-inch MacBook Pro. Shut it down for about 3 months because in the process of a move. I fired it back up, put a DVD in it, and the DVD stuck.
Does it show on the desktop?
No.
Okay. If you reboot the computer and hold the mouse button down, that should eject any disk in the drive.
It will eject it?
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Unless there's a mechanical failure in the optical drive. You can also hold the option key to go into the boot manager, and then the eject key will eject the disk as well. But the easiest thing is to reboot with the mouse button down.
All right. I'll try it. Short of that, I'll be bringing it in for an exam.
Sure. It may have been that it just got dusty from not being used and the laser's having a hard time reading the disc.
Okay. All righty. Thanks very much, guys.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
That's the one of the things I don't like about the slot-loading drives that most of the Macs use. It's nice to not have that trace to stick out and break because we saw a lot of that in the early days.
That people use as a cup holder.
Right. but when the slot, there is a little piece of felt to keep the dust out. But since there's an open slot there, it can get dusty with the fan drawing in air.
Yeah.
And that can get dust on the laser, and then that can stop it from working.
Well, people don't realize, too, though, is... excuse me, a computer is nothing more than, you know, besides being a computer, also a vacuum cleaner because it's sucking the air in from the front and blowing it out the back to keep it cool. And if you've got pets and that, wow, that can, I've pulled some out and we still have it on our counter there. Yeah. Some of the dust and bugs that we've sucked out of. Matter of fact, I even had one, couldn't keep it, but we pulled out a little Topo Gijo mouse.
Nice.
That had crawled in.
Nice.
You know, the guy had done some cannibalism in the back, and it's warm in there.
Yep.
And the little guy crawled in there and never quite made it out, but smell. And
yep.
But we cleaned it all out, and the tons of dust and dirt he had made. I mean, and this is no exaggeration. We pulled out of there a 1 gallon plastic baggie expanded of dust hair from cats and dogs because it was down in the basement. It had been down there for 2.5 years. So it was sucking it all in. And as he put big fans on it, he even put an extra 5-inch muffin fan on the front and back. He says, I'm going to keep this thing cool. Oh, yeah, he did. And, man, that thing was just packed. I had never seen one. We, unfortunately, didn't get a picture of that one. I don't know why I didn't, because I'm always taking pictures of everything else. You know, we've got the pictures of that hard drive that was fried in that laptop, and we were able to get the information off of that. That was an interesting story. I had one customer asking about that one, and I'll share the story.
All right, this would be a great time, before Dave tells the story, to make the call and make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or while Dave is speaking, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And but this guy... I'm going on as an endless commercial here.
It's entirely right.
This guy, and I felt so bad for him. He comes home because he had to go do an errand for his wife. He comes in, and I don't know how the house was laid up, but all I know is he said he looked down the hallway, and there's smoke coming from the house. Where the computer was. Down the other end is his wife, who is on oxygen.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Now, what do you go get first?
Yeah, right.
So he made this quick grab the wife, trying to get her out, get her in her wheelchair, get her out with the oxygen. They boom, go out, and they're also calling 911. He runs back in there, and what had happened, this was back in the day when the batteries
were
and his whole desk caught on fire.
Yeah.
So that's what the smoke and everything else was, and she was in a frantic. But they got it out. You know, he quick grabbed it and smothered it out and got out of there. But the rest of the desk was already in flames, and that got it out and brought it to us. He goes, I don't know. Sure enough, I had to pry it out.
Mm-hmm.
We got it to spin up and got all his photos and everything else off of it.
Nice.
Until this day, that one's still on our webpage as one of our remarkable stories that we were able to actually do. But to be put in that predicament, you know, computer, house burning down, family, get the family out first.
And right, like, of course. Well, last summer...
The wife under one arm and the computer on the other arm, right?
Last summer...
But it's hard if the computer is the start of the fire.
Yeah, right. Last summer I came home and I come into the living room where my wife's computer is, and it's just high-pitched whining sound. The fan is just working overtime, and it's ready to smoke the bearings.
Uh-oh.
I said, what are you doing? She said, I don't know. It just started a little bit ago, and I don't know what to do to fix it. I said, well, look down. She looked down, and our two dogs, one of them had been out. They both had been outside. One of them was, and they were dirty. They had dust.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was lying right at the intakes.
Ah!
Right there. And as I watched, I could see, you know, she shook her head, and dust just went right into that computer. I said, shut it down. We opened it up.
There it goes.
And that's where she likes to lie. So it was just packed with dog hair. And during the summer, they get a little dusty.
Oh, yeah.
And so we cleaned it all out real nice and safely and started back up silent, completely silent. Which is, I said, we have a new maintenance feature we have to do on this machine regularly if you're not. So we've now got, Elaine found this nice filter material that she's put around the outside of the machine.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know what it's called, but she can tell you. And it traps a lot of the dust and dog hair, probably all the dog hair and a lot of the dust. And then every once in a while, she just peels that off and either washes it or replaces it and puts it back on again. So that works out kind of nicely. All right, we're going to take a quick break while you make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org so we can continue to bring you the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's almost time to place your bids. Jazz 90.1 is pleased to present our first annual online auction. The auction will feature tons of great items up for bid, including gift baskets, limo packages, overnight stays, jewelry, concert tickets, kitchen and bath items, massage packages, artwork, and more. The auction takes place from April 22nd to May 3rd, and you can bid by visiting jazz901.org. All proceeds from our online auction benefit Jazz 90.1. Don't miss out on these fantastic items.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
WBGT My 18 is a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1. We invite you and your family to watch our family programming Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. for Better TV, featuring health and wellness issues for women. Better TV, 10 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday on WBGT My 18, a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1.
Hello, fellas. This is Paquito de Rivera. And April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Did you know that jazz has influenced virtually every type of music in the 20th century around the world, from classical to Broadway to R&B? In fact, jazz has inspired painters, poets, novelists, dancers, and filmmakers all over the world. Let it inspire you too. Jazz, born in America, enjoy it. Wear white.
Hi, this is Pat Martino. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Now, everybody loves the great horn players from Lewis to Bird to Diz and Miles, but please don't forget the incredible legacy of jazz guitarists. Tal Farlow, Joe Pass, Kenny Burrell, Wes Montgomery, and the fine players today like Pat Metheny, John Scofield, Charlie Hunter, and hey, don't forget about me. So remember the great guitarists and celebrate jazz. This month and every month, jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
Hey, hey, this is Marcus Miller. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? So, you know what you need to do, right? You need to go out and hear some jazz. So go on, listen to some jazz, go buy some jazz, buy some new music, buy some old music. You know, I know you already have Kind of Blue, Love Supreme. But buy something new, you know, buy something from these young guys who are trying to make it out here because it's tough for a jazz musician and they need your support. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Hey, Jack, how's your car doing?
Well, things ain't what they used to be.
Oh, you mean like smoke gets in your eyes?
Yeah, and there's I can't get started.
When you're ready to face the music and replace your old vehicle, why not donate it to Jazz 90.1? We'll even come pick it up. Jazz 90.1 gets the cash and you get the tax deduction. For more information, call 966-5299 or 966-2660. Donations to Jazz 90.1 are deductible only if you itemize deductions.
Jazz 90.1 weather.
That breeze will be a little bit stiff out of the west today, coming in at times around 20-30 miles per hour. Otherwise, look for a chilly Saturday for Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes, with a few showers around into the afternoon. Under a mostly cloudy sky, we'll have high temperatures into the mid-40s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, brisk, and cold. Overnight lows near freezing. Could see a couple of showers and then perhaps a flurry, and then clouds should break for some sun for the day tomorrow. The high temperature near 50. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. Let's see. Right now we got a little light rain and 44 degrees out at the airport and 45 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Tom Pethick. Please join me tonight for Artistry in Jazz from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave O'Neill.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we have friend of the show, Chris, on the line. Welcome, Chris. What's up?
Thank you, Steve. Nick, that is, I was thinking of Steve when you
turn it over to me. Right. But thanks anyway, guys. Good to hear from you. And my question is regarding an Apple TV, which I got recently from, by the way, the best Apple retailer in the area.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another unsolicited testimony, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. The question is this. As you know, there's about 1.21 jillion radio stations from which you can choose to listen on the Apple TV, and at best, I'm going to listen to like 2 to the 10th of them. So is there a way to favorite some so that I can go to a shorter menu?
Oh, interesting. I haven't seen that.
I could swear that the first time I plugged this in and turned it on, I saw a way to favorite something, but I can't remember where it was because, of course, I was just experimenting and playing with it as a first-timer.
The YouTube channel does have favorites available to it.
Sure, that makes sense.
I know you could make a playlist on the computer and then pull it from the computer, but I haven't tried making a
can
radio station.
Can I make a playlist of radio stations?
On the computer, I'm pretty sure you can, in iTunes.
I dare say I've never tried that.
Yeah, make a playlist, so you have that playlist window on the left, and then go to your radio station's section, and then try just dragging the link to the radio station into that playlist window.
Alternately, I believe you can highlight the radio station, don't play it, but hold down the select on the remote, and that will give you options,
That's
one of
a
which
good
I
point.
Believe is favorite.
Now, yeah. Nick, are you saying to do that on the computer in iTunes or on the Apple TV?
I believe on the Apple TV because you're using the remote.
Okay, could you run me through that again, please?
Yeah, highlight the station.
Okay, let me back up. Okay, station's highlighted.
Don't play it, but hold down the select button on the remote, and you should get a list of options.
So that would be the big button in the middle. Add station to favorites. There it is.
Well, there you go.
Voila.
Luke, you're a genius. Steve, you should maintain a close association with the man who knows.
Yes. Because he Googled better than I did.
I Googled better than he did.
Well, sometimes that's the answer.
You don't have to know everything. You just have to know how to Google it.
And I should have known better.
But all right. Thanks,
Chris.
Always
good to talk to you guys anyway.
You too.
Later. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Later, guys.
Yeah, internet radio stations are neat. iTunes does it. The Apple TV does it. I'm sure, you know, Winamp and some of the other players do it. You can get radio stations from other cities, other countries, and listen to there. You know, if you got friends in a city, you can bring up the radio station from that city. Some of them are internet only. Some of them are actually simulcasted from a real station, like, you know, like we do here at Jazz.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat listening to, you know, like BBC radio. Or you know, news from other countries to see what the rest of the world thinks of us. You know, stories get reported on quite a bit differently.
Yeah, I watch BBC News regularly, and I think that's not the story I just heard on American.
Well, you can watch MSNBC and Fox News about the same story, and it's completely different too.
Right. But that's the beauty of that, and of course we're on the internet as well at jazz901.org. And that's not cheap to do, by the way, folks. So if you're listening over the internet, please consider making a pledge. Please consider keeping us on the line. If we don't hit our goal, then there will be things that have to change.
Adjust.
And we would prefer not to do that. So please make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And in the meantime,
just
go ahead.
Quick text. No, I'm not trying to be somebody else commenting on my voice.
Oh yeah, he's doing Lou Rawls.
Yeah, Lou Rawls.
Barry White impression.
Barry White, you know, getting down there and deep.
See,
but that's the way sometimes we can do it.
All right, here's a cool thing from Google. You may be a stickler for keeping control of all the data in your many online accounts, but what will happen to all those data after you die? It's a question that Google's addressing with the announcement of a new tool, the inactive account manager. The inactive account manager. that gives Google users the option to have information from inactive accounts wiped from the system. Those who use the inactive account manager can choose to have their data deleted 3, 6, 9, or 12 months after the account becomes inactive. Users can also select trusted contacts to receive information from various Google services such as Blogger, Gmail, Picasa Web Albums, Google Voice, and YouTube. Accounts become inactive when users haven't logged in for a certain amount of time, meaning that events other than death could trigger the notifications. According to Google, users can set their own timeout period, and they will receive a text message and email to a secondary account when a company deems the account is no longer active. Users can find the tool on their account settings page under the heading Account Management. Finding a way to deal with social networking and other data has become a much-discussed topic as people put more of their data online. Facebook, for example, allows users, family members, or friends to memorialize Facebook pages of those who've died. Once an account is memorialized, no one can log into it, and the account will not accept new friend requests. Facebook also removes the profiles of deceased people from a suggested list of people you may know. The reason they do that is because they were, in fact, suggesting that you know dead people, and the dead people's families, shockingly, were unhappy about that. Content on the profiles of people who've died remain open using the privacy settings users set when they posted the information. To obtain other information from these accounts, Facebook requires a court order. Family members, the company has said, can request for profiles to be removed. Some states have proposed legislation to deal with data after death. A New Hampshire state representative has introduced legislation specifically dealing with social networking data, while other states such as Rhode Island and Connecticut have legislation that deals with what should happen to users' email data after their deaths. So have you thought about what happens to your social network after death? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
So we just had the story last week about the judge that ruled that your music cannot, that your electronic music that you have purchased electronically cannot be willed and cannot be transferred to another user.
Right.
So when you die, all the music you bought is electronically is gone.
Well, aren't these interesting new things that we've never had a question about before?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, speaking of text messaging and everything else, once more we're back on the MindMinders kick. Please, if you did not get an announcement this week, send me an email. I'm not sure why. Send me an email.
I'll send you an email.
I don't know why I'm so confused as to what is or isn't going on.
Because I got it. What was it? You made an adjustment a few weeks ago.
And you got it.
And I got it.
You're not getting it. And the system is still, as far as I know, up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just don't know.
It's one of those really annoying problems where everything looks like it's right, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, you keep staring at it long enough, you're sure that it is, and it takes sometimes somebody, another pair of eyes or something, to look at it, and, oh, yeah, there's.
Yeah, and I have no error messages.
It's probably a comma instead of a period somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's just but I don't.
Oh,
I
you remember those?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That used to drive me freaking nuts.
When I worked at the bank, this guy comes to me one day, and he's angry. He was just angry about something. And he was going to take it out of me because I was the tech support guy. And he says, I understand you know Excel. I said, yes, I do. He said, I've got a macro. It's not working. Can you fix it? I said, I don't know. Let's see it. He pulls out this sheet of paper that draped over both ends of a six-foot-long table.
Get out.
One macro that he'd written. As it settled to the table, my eye fell on a spot where he had clearly left out a semicolon. It hadn't
really?
Even hit the table yet. I said, there's your problem. You left out that semicolon. And I walked away. He put in the semicolon, and that was it.
Oh,
from
dude.
Then on, I was magic to him. I mean, magic to him.
You could do no wrong. I love it.
I was his buddy from then on. It was very funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I say. Sometimes it takes another pair of eyes, because I can remember the years of coding.
But it was sheer coincidence. As it settled to the table, my
that
eye
is.
Caught that one spot.
That is wild.
You know, it was very funny. It was very, very funny. And the guy said, how did you do that? And I said, I told you, I'm good at this.
And you get... And
never
just,
let him see you sweat.
Yeah, well, and just walking away with a smile. There you go. You know, and don't look back and not think, boy, did I pull my butt out of that one.
That's exactly right. We had one guy who wanted to be a tech. He was a programmer, and he wanted to learn tech stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I sent him out on a call, and he couldn't fix it, and he couldn't fix it. And the guy kept telling him, you probably need to – it's a printer that – an IBM printer, and it would not print if the cartridge, if the ink cartridge was not properly seated.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you seated it was to push it in, down, in, and down.
Huh?
So if you didn't do that second in and down, it felt like it was seated, but it wasn't.
Okay.
So he didn't do the second in and down. And the other guy was just on his butt about it, In fact, he called me up. He said, so I came over and I did that, and I pushed it in that second time. And this guy came around and he said, so what? He couldn't do it himself? He had to call you? I bet it was the cartridge, wasn't it? I said, look, we fixed it. It's technical. We're done.
Get over it.
And we started walking. He said, what did you do? I said, look, I can spend 20 minutes trying to bring you up to speed and teach you what you need to know to tell you how we fix this. Or I can go on to the next call and make somebody else happy.
Bingo.
We left. And as we were walking out, the guy who had screwed it up looked at me and said, I learned something today. And I said, always check the printer cartridge. He says, no, I learned something about handling customers today. we want to thank Joan. Thank you, Joan, very much for your pledge. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Joan is doing her part to keep this station on the air. We need your help. We are in the last days of our spring pledge drive. We are falling short of our goal, and the only way we are going to reach that goal is if you make the pledge. And it's real easy to do. Call us at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you're going to pledge later on during the week, that's silly because you know you'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know you will. But if you are going to do it, then make sure you put sound bites in the comments field
and
at
you know,
the bottom.
You know what? If we got just a couple more pledges, we'd actually beat the Poker Guys 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
We only need a couple more.
We're pretty close.
We need you folks to pick up the phone and give us a call.
And those numbers again?
Are 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can go safely online at jazz901.org and get Rob off his butt and securely do it there. And then that way he's not only got to take your pledge, fill out all the information, but then he's got to text me to let me know that you folks took the time to pledge. And like I say, we only need a few more. Please, pick up the phones, give us a call.
You've got a whole 20 minutes yet. Please make the call, make the pledge. We love to talk to you and answer your questions, but right now we need those pledges more. We need your help. It's the last days of the pledge drive. It's the last chance you'll get to pledge around sound bites. And we need your help. We want to keep this station on the air. We want to keep all of the things that are going on this station.
The things that we do, yeah.
The way they have been and not make any changes. But the only way we can do that is to hit our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not anywhere close to it. So please make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Because folks have to realize, one, you know, it is a tax deduction form, and I think it's the $90 or more, you get the membership card, which now gets you a lot of great deals on meals and everything else and entertainment. But
the card alone is worth whatever you pledge.
Exactly. But you know what? Just the pride of being part of the family. You know, and what we do here is, you know, that you can walk around and we don't get any extra, you know, dollars from the government. If we don't make our, you know, our goal, we can't go to the state or anybody else and say, you know, we fell short. Could you help us out? No, we're on our own. This station survives only by you folks picking up the phone and giving us a call. So please do it now. Pick up the phones. Give us a call at 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, like I said, get Rob off his butt and go to jazz901.org and securely make your pledge there and keep him busy.
Yeah, we'd love to make that.
Yep.
We'd love to beat the polka guys. That's going to take a few more pledges, but they did well this week. Their folks,
couple more.
Their folks stepped up, you know, and many of you have stepped up, and we're very appreciative of that. I'd like to thank Kimberly for her generous pledge. Thank you so much.
And she wanted to know how close we were to beating the polka guys now. We're getting really close.
Yeah, we'll figure that out during the break, because that's higher math. That involves addition. We'll figure that out during the break and let you know.
You taking your shoes off again?
I am, and I know you love that when I do it. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 41 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Soundbites on the truly and only member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is trumpeter Chris Bode, and I want to remind you that April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Jazz is probably the first and only true American art form. And it's comprised primarily of instrumentalists, and it's something that I've been very passionate about, getting young people to pick up a trumpet, to pick up a cello or a piano. And one thing that can